much fun did you guys have on the set?
A lot of fun.
Oh, so much fun.
It was a good time. I mean, you know, we got the opportunity to work with really great people, really great company, and just like, you know, it all worked really naturally, and everyone had a lot of fun, and it became a little bit of a family dynamic, and yeah, I mean, you know, that's vital for any movie, but when you're working at something of a magnitude like this, it just...
With the intense hours that we work,
yeah,
we need people that are fun.
It makes it fun, and you get excited to go to work, so
yeah,
that's the only thing that I've ever wanted.
Was it a lot of night shoots?
It was practically all night shoots.
Yeah. About 2 months of night shoots,
For like 14-hour days.
So,
we
were doing a zombie movie, but we were living as vampires.
Well played.
Well, I have to ask this, was it especially Logan?
Yes.
Since you had your rear bitten by...
No, we can talk about it. I'm comfortable
iconic,
with it.
The iconic Cloris Leachman. Was that real Cloris?
Oh, she went to
that
town.
That was real Cloris. And I remember...
She really went for that ass.
I remember when I first met her... everyone said you have to kind of mess with Cloris, otherwise she'll make it her life to mess with you. And so the first thing I said to Cloris was like, Cloris, I see that you're going to be eating my butt in the film, but don't worry, I shaved it for you. And she says, well, don't worry, I shaved my mustache for you.
Oh my God.
So that was great. She's amazing and, you know, the most beautiful sexual lover I've ever had.
Interesting. And for you guys, I mean, is this like your first leading role? I mean,
I've worked in like TV and film since I was about 16, and I've done some independent features as like lead stuff, but this is my first big studio picture. So
this is my first big studio film. This is his first film, right?
This was my very first film.
Yeah, so we're a bunch of. Me and Joey are the newbies.
Yeah.
You're fantastic.
Oh, thank you so
much.
I mean,
there was something about your character that just sort of like, for me, it was kind of
very
like,
lovable.
Yeah, and in all in all, I think I felt like you had the best head on your shoulder.
Oh, thank you so much. No worries.
He does.
No worries. It was so
much
fun.
It was
a truthful blessing, you know, and I think that they say... You know, just it's so hard in order for you to really believe and have faith that, you know, the work that you put in gets seen by someone. So I think that it's an incredible testament to Christopher Landon, who, you know, truthfully looks to cast really well. That was something when I was first doing the movie, was one of his skill sets that he really can cast very well in the films that he wants to do. So just being even considered was a blessing and an honor.
Yeah, the you're pretty good with a shotgun.
I have some experience with shotguns.
I
grew up around guns. That was one of the things we were casting. Chris was like, is that a real tattoo of that gun behind your mouth? Yeah. He's like, so you can shoot off guns. I was like, no, Chris, I just get fucking tattoos of guns.
Like, that Denise sensibility that we like. That smart ass Denise.
You got me completely
thrown off.
The dynamics between the three of you,
the scouts,
mm-hmm. Really was actually, you know, believable. You know, it's like
absolutely.
Well, and that's what's fun about the characters too. I mean, you have all spectrums. Like, I'm somebody. My character was like ready to be done with scouts and like go into manhood and like, you know, just be as like dirty, like non-filtered as possible. Ty's character is kind of the man in the middle where he kind of wants to have that sensibility, but he also doesn't want to hurt his friends. And then Augie was somebody who is like, he wears his heart on his sleeve and he's got a great sensibility and just someone who's confident in himself, even if other people don't say so.
Absolutely. I think that you're so right. The dynamic of the three of us, and it was just so, like I said, casted perfectly and really fit the role. And, you know, the first time that we did a test together, we really knocked it knocked it off its hinges, in my opinion, and found out the dynamics of how these characters, we all kind of got it, but getting to feel out how Logan was going to approach it, feel out how Ty was going to approach it, and me approaching mine, like, it was just a great start to a great film.
I saw the film with my niece. Yeah.
I was 23. I was like, how old was your niece?
She's 23.
I was like, you're a horrible auntie. How old is she? What, you're going to get 8-year-olds? I love your movie. Who let you watch that movie? Who let you watch? Tell me their names.
It's so true.
She said to me, I actually have a friend just like Carter.
Everybody has a friend just like Carter, I feel like. Especially the millennial generation. Like that pervy guy who just takes pictures of everything and just talks about pussy nonstop.
Loud and proud, you know?
Well, you know, I honestly didn't know what to expect from the film. Love the title. Because it had another title.
Yeah,
it was originally Scouts versus Zombies. Yeah. And I think it is somewhere in the world still. But they switched it up because there's all these like weird films called
Kids versus Monsters.
There is one that's like Strippers versus Zombies. The one that just came out was Navy SEALs versus Zombies.
Are these all real films? Did these come out? Like they're watchable?
Abraham Lincoln versus Zombies. They're not good.
I know that. I think they're
all like
B-horror
films and they didn't want to go.
The Abraham one was interesting. I did see that one.
Yeah. Well, no, not Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, but
I love Zombies.
I love that one too.
Love that one.
Yes. I wish you guys the best on this because it was fun to watch.
Thank you.
I didn't know what to expect and I
thank you.
I laughed.
Well, you know, I really think that's like people are going to be kind of thrown off because it's like, you know, you have an idea. It's like, oh, okay, maybe this has been done before or something. But we really tried to change the dynamic when it comes to like zombie comedies. Give it a new, fresh sensibility and give it some more character.
Some more heart.
And some more heart, too, yeah. And it really, I think it did its purpose.
It was like a roller coaster in a way because it was like zombies from beginning to end.
Yeah. It's like nonstop. Go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so, what other projects? Got any other projects coming up?
I don't think we are supposed to be talking about other projects. Paramount's going to do, though.
Don't do that. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. So, congratulations. And,
Thank you.
It comes out on Halloween, so...
Yeah, Halloween weekend. It's Friday. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's so crazy that it's next Friday.
I know.
Wow. It's so weird.
Yeah. You have to do some decorations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Glad you enjoyed it.